Stock struggled as the U.S. and Canada trade talks near a deadline. Oh my. It's the Business News Hour for Friday, the 31st of August. Thanks everybody for coming by. In case you want to build something, this weekend, Lowe's and Home Depot are having some huge sales. Ford won't be selling a Chinese car in the United States. We'll tell you why. Americans are flocking to some interesting cities, and one of them is in our backyard. Having a baby soon? We have a suggestion for a name. No, really. Those stories, the markets, and today, ahead of the long weekend, we'll talk about Flashdine Des Moines coming on Sunday. And then from CityView, Jeff and Parker have a whole list of Friday fun stuff to do. Stay with us. The Business News for a Friday is coming up next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next.
What is executive presence? When someone talks about an individual possessing professional or executive presence, they are talking about the perception that person creates through how he or she interacts in formal and informal settings, in all modes of communication. Tero International offers a one-day professional presence workshop where you learn how to develop and consistently communicate your professional brand. Visit tero.com. That's T-E-R-O.com to learn more. This is Michelle from the Tero team.
When it comes to dog food and treats, you want something natural. A dog food or special reward that feeds great is made here in the USA and helps your best friend live a long and healthy life. That's what you get with Country Vet Naturals. Natural goodness in every bag. And for those of you who want grain-free, they have that too. Country Vet Naturals, now available in the Des Moines Metro. Learn more at countryvetnaturals.com. Country Vet Naturals, loved by pets, trusted by owners.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources and more for businesses and nonprofits of any size. AURION.com. And Action Coach Monty Wyatt and Live to Lead with John Maxwell, Carly Fiorina, Daniel Pink, and Deborah Searle. That's Live, the number 2, Lead, Des Moines.com.
It is the Business News Hour for Friday, the 31st of August. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Thanks for being here, everybody. You can reach us on Twitter at @IOB_NewsHour, or for me personally, it is at Michael Libby on Twitter. Libby, by the way, is spelled L-I-B-B. I.e., a programming note, we will not be in the saddle on Monday. It's Labor Day, you know. We here is wishing for you and your family a safe and memorable weekend. All right? Have fun. Stay safe out there. Let's get to it, shall we? Well, the U.S. and Canada have not come to an agreement yet, and that's caused stocks to falter today. We'll have the numbers later on in the broadcast. Representatives from the Canadian and U.S. governments worked deep into the night yesterday to devise an alternative to the trade agreement, though Canada's trade minister said they're still working to get the deal right, not just any deal, but a right deal. Trade concerns continue to weigh on investor sentiment this week following a report the Trump administration remains committed to imposing tariffs on an additional $200 billion worth of Chinese goods as soon as next week. And President Trump appeared to confirm the Bloomberg News report yesterday, adding that he may remove the U.S. from the World Trade Organization. The three things holding up the deal with Canada? Yeah, it seems to be dairy, vehicles, and aluminum and steel. Also, Canada wants better environmental protections, and the United States wants better intellectual property protections. Stay tuned. In other trade news, Ford has abruptly killed a plan to sell a Chinese-made small vehicle in the United States because of the prospect of higher U.S. tariffs. The automaker's decision came as the president is escalating that trade battle and taking a look at another $200 billion in Chinese goods for tariffs. The Trump administration has already imposed duties on Chinese-made vehicles of up to 25%. Trump is separately evaluating a proposal to impose tariffs on all imported vehicles on national security grounds. The Chinese-made Focus Active, which Ford calls a crossover, would have been a niche vehicle for the United States, and the decision to abandon plans to launch it here will not cost any jobs in the United States or have a significant impact on the automaker's domestic sales, that according to Ford. Hey, you want to tackle a big-time home improvement project this weekend? Well, we've got news. Luckily, virtually every holiday weekend is now accompanied by a big sale from the home improvement retailers Home Depot and Lowe's. Both have huge Labor Day sales in effect right now, and if you already have plans set for the weekend, we think these discounts and special pricing usually last through Wednesday, September 5th. So what can you get? How about some mulch? Why not? You still have time for that yard project while the weather is still warm, and Lowe's is charging just $2 a bag for mulch now through September 5th. It's down from $3.66 a bag. Home Depot is matching Lowe's also by charging as little as $2 a bag for mulch for its Vigoro house brand, which comes in brown, black, and red, and usually runs $3.33 a cubic foot. Anyway, you get the idea. Lawn supplies, power equipment, patio furniture, paint stains, kitchen stuff, so get busy. Don't be sitting around on Labor Day weekend. Personal finance site Magnify Money identified America's biggest boom towns by analyzing how the 100 largest metro areas in the country have changed over a five-year period between 2011 and 2016. And it was in three categories: population and housing, workforce and earnings, and business growth. Cities could earn a possible score of 100 in each category, which were then averaged together for the final ranking. So let's go through the top 15, shall we? Coming in at number 15 is Des Moines, Iowa. Population and housing score was 59.7, workforce and earnings score 42.8, business growth score 52.5. Des Moines, number 15. Number 14 is Orlando, Florida. Charlotte is 13th. Ogden, Utah, number 12. Houston is 11th. McAllen, Texas is 10th. San Antonio, 9th. Boise, Idaho is 8th. 7th is Dallas, Texas. 6th is Denver. Nashville comes in at number 5. Charleston, South Carolina is number 4. The third most desirable city is Raleigh, North Carolina. Second is Provo, Utah. And number 1. Number one is Austin, Texas, with a population and housing score of 100. That would be, yeah, perfect. Workforce and earnings score, 70.3. Business growth score, 93. If you were paying attention, of the top 15 cities in the nation, Des Moines is the only one in the Midwest. Two are from Utah, and a whopping 5 in Texas. Having a baby soon? Well, we have a suggestion for a name. While you don't hear the old-fashioned name Harland much anymore, KFC wants to change that. The fast food chicken chain just launched a weird contest, and anyone who's having a baby soon and who's willing to name their child after KFC founder Harland Sanders could win $11,000. According to the terms of KFC's contest, participants are eligible to win if they have a baby born in the United States on September 9th. That's the day the original Harland Sanders was born. And you must give the child the legal name of Harland. If you and your family check those boxes, submit the information to the Baby Harland page no later than October 9th, you're in for the drawing. A winner will be selected from the submission shortly thereafter. The winner will be the child who is born earliest on that date of September 9. So why 11,000? Well, that has to do with the 11 original herbs and spices. Don't you love marketing? Well, stocks ended narrowly mixed today as the United States and Canada put off resolving their trade dispute. Several indexes closed with historic highs for the month of August as both the NASDAQ and S&P 500 notched all-time highs this week. The Dow closed down by 22 points and change, with losses in Boeing and Goldman Sachs offsetting gains in Apple and Nike. S&P 500 rose fractionally, while the tech-heavy NASDAQ gained a little over 0.2%. Despite the trade troubles, both the NASDAQ and the S&P 500 notched all-time highs this week, with a 5.6% weekly rally in Amazon and a 5.3% weekly gain in Apple, carrying the indexes to new records. The Dow and the S&P 500 finished August up by 2.1% and 3% respectively, with their best performances for the month since 2014. The NASDAQ clinched its best August since the year 2000, ending the month up over 5.7%. Today was to have been the deadline for the U.S. and Canada trade talks, but they are headed back to the table next week. The talks were reportedly upset this morning after the Toronto Star published leaked comments that President Trump made to the Bloomberg News yesterday. The president said he's not making any compromises in the talks with Canada, but that he has been unable to say so publicly because, quote, it's going to be so insulting, they're not going to be able to make a deal, end quote. That's what the report was. Stocks hit session lows following the news. At the bell, the Dow closed off fractionally at 25,964. The NASDAQ gained over 0.2 to end the day at 81.09, and the S&P 500 gained fractionally to close at 29.01. Gold gained a little, oil fell a bit, and the 10-year T-note was also off a bit to 2.86%. Coming up next, Flashdyne DSM with my bride, Georgie. Yeah, it's kind of a family affair this afternoon. Flashdyne DSM on a Friday afternoon.